This is literally what happens when you get too close to a buffalo. There's a buffalo out there with that woman's jeans hanging from its antler.
Yep, it's Yellowstone tourist season. Here we go. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another scintillating installment of Weekend Update. Now, I know, all of us across the state are bracing for what all of the weather experts say is going to be a giant blizzard. There are promising signs, however, that our nine-month winter is about to be over. Yes, my friends, the elusive, stupid tourist has come out from hibernation. We really should start a pool as to how many of these low-grade morons are going to go home with their buttocks exposed. Honestly, how stupid do you have to be to approach an animal that weighs several thousand pounds and is equipped with giant horns? And the first thought that goes through your primitive brain is, gee, I wonder if it'll let me pet it. We shouldn't be so disheartened, though, my friends. This is one species of stupid human that not even Ralph Nader can protect. Oh, I haven't told you that one before? Well, you see, I blame Ralph Nader for the existence of stupid people. See, before he came along, people were allowed to do dumb things like work on their lawnmower while it was running, or ingest half a gallon of bleach because you didn't read a warning label telling you not to. See? At one time, we really were able to put some bleach in the old gene pool. Well, that was then. And now we have Ralph Nader, who has successfully installed all sorts of safety devices on things that were otherwise deadly. You know, like that little dumb bar that makes the lawnmower turn off when you let go of the handle. Ralph Nader's fault, my friends. You see, before Ralph Nader came along, stupid people were allowed to end their own existence. Not so much anymore. He gives them fair warning that their demise is near. And thus, we have to put up with them. Ah, but I'll give you one more. Not only is Ralph Nader responsible for the existence of a vast population of stupid people, he may also be responsible for the existence of liberals. How else can you possibly explain the complete and utter destruction of the United States' rocking economy in less than 2 years? Utter stupidity, and I see absolutely no reason why we ought not blame that on Ralph Nader as well. That, and more timeless wisdom, from high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There, you can find all of the shows, as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden and you need the Easter Bunny to get you away from difficult questions, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself. Just like you should have been doing all along. The soundbite that we started the program with is actually from 2020, because our most recent example of stupid human behavior didn't really come with any audio. To the Cowpie, in an article published yesterday, April 22nd, entitled, "Tourist Approaches Bison in Yellowstone, Remarkably Does Not Get Killed, Trampled, or Gored." Personally, my friends, I'm a little bit disappointed that this idiot didn't get stuck with his stupidity in the form of a giant horn. And I quote, "Despite the numerous warnings, gorings, tramplings, and de-pantsings, some tourists still are not getting the message that wild animals should not be approached in Yellowstone nor anywhere else. It still occurs, like clockwork, and this year's newly christened tourist season is already producing plenty of social media content. The latest entry, less than 1 week after the opening of the park's west gate near Cody, comes from Sean Sweater, a more intelligent tourist visiting Yellowstone from Clifford, Pennsylvania. Sweater saw an individual approaching a bison on Thursday on a snowy pathway in the park. Of course, Sweater was filming. The tourist, equipped with a camera around his neck, approached the bison from the rear." Genius, I'm telling you, my friends. until he was mere feet from the wild animal. Yellowstone officials recommend people, at a minimum, stay at least 25 yards away from bison. Needing no prompting from a director, once the wild animal spotted him, he went after the tourist. Just enough to back him off, though. You see, total disappointment, my friends. Anyway, we can't win them all. One more little morsel from the article, and I quote, Rob Wallace, who oversaw the National Park Service and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service from 2018 to 2021, said he remains perplexed that some people haven't gotten the message that wild animals are wild. Fortunately, my friends, Ralph Nader has not made his way throughout the entire park. Nor do I think he would have much success in attaching a warning label to bison. Oh, it just hit me, my friends. We should convince him to do so. Perhaps then we'll be rid of him once and for all. I don't know if it'll work, though. Thus far, he's proven to be quite the formidable enemy. In any case, I'll keep my eyes peeled for more stupid human behavior in our beloved Yellowstone. I just looked out the window, and apparently the snow is here. As I recall, the great blizzard that everybody in Johnson County talks about happened in 1986, and I believe it was around this time of year. I was pretty little, but one thing I remember is the snowdrift was so high in front of our house that we had to tunnel out of the front door. We'll see what this one amounts to. On Thursday, I had a chance to sit down with Sheridan County Republican Chairman Brian Miller. The whole point was to find out what's happening during the Wyoming Republican Convention that's going to be held in Sheridan May 5th through the 7th. We tried something new. We're going to call it Saturday Morning Breakfast. So we were having breakfast at the Little Kitchen in Sheridan. This is something we're thinking about continuing to do throughout this election season. Grab one of these politicians and make them sit down and have breakfast. So tell me what you think about it. Here it is. We're trying something different this morning. We're at the Little Kitchen in Sheridan, Wyoming, and I'm joined by Mike Arzy and Brian Miller. Brian is the chairman of the Sheridan County Republican Party, and we thought we'd just have a discussion about the upcoming Republican convention. Guys, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Great breakfast here.
Yeah. Awesome food. Thanks for inviting us down here.
Yeah, it's good.
So, Brian, why don't you tell us about the main events at the convention?
The main events of the convention. Well, to give you the quick summary, Thursday and Friday, we are having our committee meetings for platforms, resolutions, bylaws, credentialing, and nominating committees. They're meeting on Thursday, Friday. On Thursday night, we are having a local event called the Republican Roundup for the Republican Party. It's going to be at King Ropes Saddlery in the back of the building there.
In the museum there?
Yeah, it's always a good time.
The museum is going to be there and the floor where you make the ropes. Yeah. So we're gonna have that, and there's a fee for that. You can go on our website and come to that, but it's just a mix and mingle. And the whole idea of keeping the price down really low was just to get people from Sheridan to show up and get them fired up for the fact that we have the Republican convention here in town this year. On Friday night, we have congressional dinner that is being sponsored by Senator Brasso, Senator Lummis, and Governor Gordon. And Governor Gordon and Senator Brasso, I know for sure, are going to be here, and they'll be both speaking that night. And then on Saturday is the main event. And on Saturday, we'll be up at the Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall. The convention will be held in there. There's quite a few events happening that day, some directly related to the party, others not directly related to the party, but are going to be in town at 7. Registration will start at 7 o'clock in the morning for all the delegates and alternates coming into town. 7:30, there's an event where one of the candidates is going to be sponsoring a breakfast for the group that's up there, and then we have at 1 o'clock that day. Well, the convention will start at 9 o'clock, and then at 1 o'clock that afternoon, James O'Keefe from Project Veritas is going to be here in town, and he is going to be at the early building at the junior high for $20 a person. You can go and listen to him speak. There's about 700 seats, so space is limited. But he'll be there for 2 hours, from about 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, speaking to the crowd.
That's going to be a fascinating event there.
That will be a great event. And again, that's one that since he was going to be in town for the dinner that night, for the party, he just wanted to do something in the local area and let people come in and have the opportunity to talk with him.
Cool.
Yeah, and the dinner that night, you'll get a chance to hear from him as a delegate and alternate. So, we have our convention that day. That evening, we have the dinner for the party. We've got everything from James O'Keefe speaking. He's the primary speaker for the night. And we'll have some other folks that'll get up and talk as well. And we will have a silent auction up there, which will be our primary fundraiser for the party as a whole this year. And that's really it.
The convention, sounds like a full plate.
It's a very full plate.
You know, I think it's really, really neat that we here Sheridan gets to host the Republican State Convention this year. I mean, I think it's a great boost for the area and a great boost for the people in this conservatives in this area that are actually concerned about the issues that are right in front of us. And I think this is a good time to really mingle with some people that, you know, get their spin on stuff, get to talking to people, get to, you know, see what the answers are. If you've got questions, come and ask them, you know.
Well, one thing I think that's really cool about the Wyoming Republican Party Convention is that people can see exactly what the grassroots really is. You know, you hear people all the time saying, well, you know, the party really is a grassroots effort, and it's totally grassroots. And a lot of times you hear that term so often in the media that you're just like, yeah, whatever. But the truth is, if you come to our convention, you can see it in action.
Yeah, you know, say that so much better than I can. That's good.
I've had a lot of practice.
That's what I keep saying, you know, just get out and come to some of this stuff. And if you've got questions, ask people. You know, ask these speakers. They're not just unavailable. They're not just going to get up there and talk and be gone. I mean, they're going to answer some questions. They're going to be around.
Yeah. And the nice thing about it is we have, you know, a little over 500 folks are coming from all around the state to be a part of this convention. So you'll see what all the other counties are talking about as well.
See what kind
you'll
of
see
diversification.
That everybody, we're all thinking the same.
Exactly.
This time around. Across the state, whether you're in the party or you're just wanting to get involved. We've got a huge list now over the last 2 years of people who want to be involved in the party and do something for this election. And this is an opportunity to start that process.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's take a quick break. We'll get back to breakfast in just a second, but first, a completely obscene profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena or a giant warehouse, well, then you need to call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings, 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. So whatever type of metal structure you're looking for, call Nick and Jesse, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. It's 7:29 in the morning, and I'm thinking about hot wings. Hot wings from the Wing It food truck. They've got a lot of different flavors, including Wyoming mustard and those garlic parmesan wings that I'm so obsessed with. They travel around the state, making sure that everyone in Wyoming can get a few hot wings every now and again. And now they have 2 food trucks. To track them down, go to cowboystatepolitics.com underneath the sponsors tab, and you can figure out exactly where that food truck is going to be. This week, starting on Monday, they'll be in Torrington, Wyoming, and then the rest of the week in Nebraska, Chadron, Alliance, North Platte, and Scotts Bluff. They'll also be traveling around South Dakota. Starting on Monday, Hot Springs, and then Belfouche, Box Elder, and Pierre. I personally think it ought to be pronounced Pierre, but whatever. That's the Wing It food truck. They've got the most amazing hot wings in the state of Wyoming. Don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Like it, share it, follow it, and tell everybody you know about it. Of course, I'll post all of the episodes there, but also anything I find during the course of the week that I think you might be interested in. And now, back to the program. So one of the issues that Mike had mentioned before we started recording, and since we've got Brian here and he's got a few minutes, one of the main issues that people are facing in northeast Wyoming is housing.
Oh, yeah.
Like across the board. I mean, if you go anywhere in Buffalo and you want a two-bedroom apartment, you're going to pay like $1,000, $1,200 a month. Brian, you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting because housing has always been a problem up here, and after the pandemic, it's even worse. We have so many people who moved into Sheridan County, wanting to get out here, wanting to get away. We have political refugees from states coming here who are saying, hey, we need to come to some place where we can actually hold the ground and then push back across the country. And what that has done is that has driven the prices up tremendously here, but not just here, all over the state. Here we have a particular issue because we got a lot of ag ground around us, and there's just not a whole lot of room to go. Now, I will say this, that Sheridan typically for the last 10 years has built somewhere around 150 to 200 houses. That's been the construction rate. That's all we have for people to do the construction. Right now there are almost 3,000 open spaces or spaces that have been built into subdivisions that can be built that are not being utilized, mostly because we don't have the people to do the construction. So there, we have the capability to expand, but a lot of people don't want to expand the way, you know, folks want, are trying to make it happen. I mean, I feel for the folks over in Kemmerer when this nuclear power plant that's getting kind of shoved down our throats, they're going to have a huge buildup, and then they're going to have a glut in housing in that area. We're not going to experience that per se, but we do have the ability to do something about it. We just don't have the people to do the building, nor do we have the folks in the county and the city to actually, you know, do all the inspections.
Boy, you just opened up a whole can of worms there. I mean, as far as the infrastructure, keeping up, that's one of the things that I started asking, that I just started stopping people on the street, in the grocery store, stuff like that, and said, what is the number one issue that you think? I mean, the other day I was having to do some blood sampling up at the hospital, asked the nurse, I said, what's the number one issue in this area? And more times than not, it came back housing. The second one was infrastructure, and how do we deal with the traffic that we are seeing in this, basically on Coffeen Street, Mason, you know, that's our number one thoroughfare, and what do we do about that? You know, ag land versus development. We're seeing, you know, I'm hearing a lot about people about things like that. It just seems like we've got growing pains, and how we address them right now and in the near future are really going to be the important issues, I think, coming up in this next year or two. It's going to be a game breaker how we're going to deal with this and do it correctly
I think the ancillary result of all of this is that, you know, people want to move to this area. I mean, northeastern Wyoming, Buffalo, Sheridan, really pretty. It's a really pretty area.
It's good country.
Yeah, and a lot of people want to live here, and so the result of that is people move here and they pay, you know, three or four times for a piece of property than what it's actually worth, and it drives up property values, which I guess is good if you're going to sell your house, but it really stinks if you've lived here your whole life. And, you know, one of the issues that I just talked about on a previous episode was the failure of our legislature to do anything about property taxes.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Except they're going, except upward.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they wouldn't do anything about it.
Except, yeah.
Brian, you got any thoughts?
I do, actually, on the property tax. That's one of the real problems we've seen here. I've talked to dozens and dozens, actually more than dozens. A lot of people have been calling me saying, hey, my taxes went up tremendously again this year on my house. And I tell them, the property I have just west of town, it's almost doubled in the last 4 years. And that's just crazy. A lot of the folks who live in Sheridan, I mean, you look at the median age is 62 here in Sheridan County. And a lot of people are on fixed incomes. And when you start jacking those prices up or those taxes up, that really hurts folks. And it actually ends up pricing them out of their house, not because it's too expensive to live here. It's too expensive to pay the taxes on the place that they're in. And that's a problem. And that's one of the things that definitely needs to be looked at the legislature. There's actually a lot of things that need to be looked at when it comes to... Yeah, I'll have a good long list for folks this summer when we start doing Third Thursdays again. Just reminding folks of where we sit in the state.
Right? Well, I think the best thing that we could probably do is change our property assessment method to acquisition. That is, you know, the price you pay for your property is what it gets taxed on.
That's exactly right. Because you're basically being taxed on unrealized gains. And with the way the market goes up and down, most likely you're being taxed on something you may never see.
And not only that, but you can't control it either. I mean, it's all on a federal level, that stuff. And so you have no say in the matter.
Right, you know, right. The taxes whatsoever. You pay are completely dependent upon something that you don't do.
Yeah, you might have paid $225,000 for a house, but they're saying it's worth $385,000
now. That's right.
And so that's what you're going to pay taxes on. And you're going, oh, what's wrong with this picture?
You know? So is that an issue you're going to run on in this next election, Brian?
Hey, that's pretty slick of you. Well, there will be I will be advising folks, and I will likely be a part of that process myself. And talk specifically about taxes in the state, talk specifically about election integrity. I know we've talked about it before, but we've never been able to get our legislature to do something that our Constitution directs them to do, is to secure our elections. That is in our Wyoming Constitution, and they have ignored that. Not everybody. We've got some people fighting, but there's a core group down there that...
Redcoats.
I like to refer to little r's. Yeah. Versus big R's, because I get in trouble as the chairman saying other things. But they, folks do not want to follow what's in our own Constitution. And I tell you, if one of the things I've talked to folks about doing is starting a PAC that would just take money in so that we could do lawsuits that deal with accountability. And so anyone who's out there interested in that, let me know. Because we're looking at trying to do something here in Sheridan, and potentially with the party, but most likely be a private organization that would put a PAC together and would go after these events. We're told often that we don't have the statutory authority to be a part of these lawsuits as individuals. But I'll tell you, as the party, we would. And so we need to consider that. Problem is, the party doesn't have a whole lot of money either. But that's something that you know, I'll be certainly looking at taxation. I'll be certainly looking at election integrity. I'll be looking at our energy industry and what we should be doing in the state, regardless of what the feds say. And we need to push back.
Okay, well, Brian's got to run to a meeting real quick. So two last questions.
Sure.
First, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that? And second, if they want to come to the convention, what's the website they go to buy a ticket?
Okay, you go to the Wyoming Republican Party website to go to some of the events. If you,
that's wyoming.gop,
it's
right?
It's wyoming.gop. And then Sheridan County Republicans, our website, you can go there to get a ticket to the Republican Roundup at King's Saddlery, which I'll just have to say, the last time we had convention here was, I believe, 2010. And when we held it here, it might have been 12. Either way, whenever we held it here, it's still being talked about around the state, that the King's Saddlery event. So it'll be fun. People will enjoy it. We have Killies coming, and they're going to be doing the catering, and it'll be a good time. And I'm trying to think of the band. We've got a local group coming, and suddenly I've lost who they are. But they're very well known. Yeah, it'll be a surprise. It's well known. It's on the website.
Okay, and if people want to get a hold of you?
They want to get a hold of me, you can either call 307-920-0215, or you can email me at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, dot Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, at B-E-M dash, not an underscore, but a dash, intl.com.
Okay. I'll put your address on cowboystatepolitics.com so people can get to it. Well,
I'd like to see everybody possible that can make it for even just part of that Republican convention to be there. I'm always listening. I'd like to hear input back on what people think is some of the issues about this area, because this area actually deeply concerns me, and it's third generation for me here. I actually have four generations running around here right now. Actually five. It's the homestead. So just kind of like to hear back what people have for input into this area, and maybe we can come up with some new ideas, or maybe we can come up with resurrect some ideas that have been kind of falling by the wayside. But it'd sure be nice to hear from people. My email is arzymike@gmail.com. You can always get a hold of me that way. That's usually one of the easiest. My cows are all done calving, so I got a little bit more time on my hands right now. So I'm, I don't lose near as much sleep at night. But so you could maybe get a hold of me on my cell phone, 307-752-1992. Texting me is always good too. So I'd love to hear from people.
Thanks. Well, guys, thanks for breakfast.
You bet. And remember, Sheridan's worth fighting for, and Wyoming's worth fighting for.
Oh yeah.
Amen. Throughout the summer, we're going to continue this segment on the program every other week or so. We'll try to track down one of these politicians and make him sit down and have breakfast with us. I think it was kind of cool listening to all the background noise in the restaurant. Well, that'll about do it for this installment of Weekend Update. This has been the most listened to political podcast in the state of Wyoming. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.